does heroism mean to the Colonel?
I think heroism is to be recognised by your peer group as having done something extraordinary and beyond the call of normal duty. The ones that, you know, take my breath away are those who, in cold calculation, knowing fully well what they're doing, choose to take the risk for others for whatever reason and go back into that fire or return to the scene of the bomb to pick up the small child, or as happened to one of my soldiers when they were being held hostage in Sierra Leone, having been repeatedly mock executed when the chance for five men to be released. One of the men who was chosen to be released because he was a single man said, "I'll stay and let a married man go." He was almost facing certain death. And even though he was never recognized by this country, to me, he was a hero because he chose to sacrifice himself in a cold-blooded, calculated decision.
How do you personally value heroism in the face of extreme physical danger compared to other forms of heroism, such as, for instance, mental endurance in the face of ridicule or assault or aggression?
Well, I mean, they're very different and both very admirable, but I can't disguise the fact that I would much greatly more admire those who endure adversity over long periods. One has to think of, you know, Nelson Mandela, who sat for many years and then came out to be someone who preached reconciliation.